helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel. I can just see the American people looking at the federal budget and its impact on our economy, then saying, "This is why we can't have anything nice." While Congress certainly holds much of the blame, they are not alone. After all, we the people have put every member of Congress into that position, and for the most part, refused to hold them accountable for effectively bankrupting the United States. De Tocqueville was correct. The Republic will survive until Congress figures out how to bribe the public with their own money. Hello there, everyday Americans. Paul Engel here with the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution, teach the rising generation to be free. And yeah, when it comes to money and spending, there's a lot of constitutional problems there, but there are a lot of other problems as well. Now, I know when people talk about the debt and deficit, that they often talk about the impact on the future. Ladies and gentlemen, it's impacting our lives today. See, as the Treasury Department borrows trillions of dollars, now multiple trillions of dollars a year, the interest rate on credit cards, car loans, student loans, if you're actually required to pay them back, even your mortgage are going up. Why? Well, see, as the federal government borrows money, they are forcing interest rates up, partially because of their borrowing, partially because people are beginning to wonder if they'll be able to pay it back. And when they drive up those levels, those interest rates, they also impact other interest rates. When the Fed borrowing rate goes up, see, the borrowing, you put more money in the economy, you generate inflation. The Fed says, we don't like too much inflation. We like a little bit of inflation. We like a little bit of dog dirt in our brownies, if you remember that story, but you know, not too much. So they jack up interest rates, which does two things. One, it means that we have to pay more to service the debt, the interest payments on the debt. It also means everything that's keyed to the federal, the Fed rate, reserve rate goes up as well. Like your mortgage, like your car loan, like your credit cards. It's one of the reasons why I thank God that I got out of debt years and years ago. I paid off my home. My car is paid off. The only credit cards I have get paid off every month. And I'm glad, because otherwise these interest rates could really, they could really hurt somebody. And it's not while people right now are focusing on Mr. Biden, it actually isn't Mr. Biden's fault. Because remember, Biden can't spend a dime that's not appropriated from Congress. Now, he has a lot of problems here because, I believe he's spending money that has not been appropriated for certain functions. That's called embezzlement. But remember, it is Congress that collects taxes, and it is Congress that appropriates money to be spent. And the Treasury Department cannot spend a thin dime without appropriations from Congress. So these gigantic deficits, this increase in the debt, I mean, it is not a problem of the administration or the executive branch. They're part of it. It's much more because Congress, our representatives, the ones we hire to represent us and to represent our states, they're the ones that are bilking us for trillions of dollars. Now, sure, under the current administration, the debt is up, $6.8 trillion in less than 4 years, $6.8 trillion. The numbers are staggering, and I've gone through them before. But the question is, what are we going to do about it? I remember reading an article where they compared the median price of a home in the United States in 2000 and in 1950. And what they found is, as a function of gold, if you bought it in gold, they were roughly the same. The difference was relatively small. Of course, in dollars, it's huge, but it's not because the home is worth more. It's because the dollar is worth less. And we keep doing it over and over again. We want money from nothing. You know, we want the government to pay for our stuff so that we don't have to. They've got to take that money from somewhere, but we don't want to pay taxes. At least not, we don't want to pay any more taxes than we have to, so we have to borrow the money. And we keep doing it. They bribe us with money. We bribe them with letting them borrow money. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And when we watch inflation go up, we always try to blame somebody else. No. Do you want to know why inflation is so high? Because we let our representatives in Congress, and yes, the state's representative in the presidency, act well beyond the Constitution. We let them borrow trillions of dollars. At first they said, you have to lock down. No, I don't have to lock down. You don't have the legal authority to lock me in my room without due process. No. But we complied. We have to shut down these businesses. No, you don't have a right to deprive me of my business. Not without due process of law, but we did. And the few people that stood up, well, they got vilified not only by government, but in many cases by their fellow citizen. And again, not because they had a scientifically based argument that locking down and masks and vaccines would actually stop the spread of this disease, which, by the way, wasn't nearly as deadly as we were told. But we let them do it because we were afraid. And of course, now if you've lost your job because the business is locked down, and in many cases destroyed, well, you got to live somehow. So you go to the people that ruined your life and say, give me money to further ruin my life. And then we're shocked to find out that there's inflation. And that inflation is not simply Biden's fault. And it's not simply Trump's fault. And it's not Congress's fault. It's not the donkey's fault. It's not just the donkey's fault, not just the elephant's fault. It's all of our faults. Both political parties have done this for decades. I've yet to see any Congress seriously look at controlling their spending. The best they do is they come out and say, well, we were planning on increasing our budget 5%, but we're only going to increase it 3%. So we saved 2%. We had a budget reduction of 2% because we didn't spend as much as we thought we could. Right? That's a magician's trick. That's sleight of hand. And we let them get away with it. And we watched this debt number climb and climb and climb. And we listened as people warned us, it's going to get worse. It's going to cause problems. It's going to cause bankruptcy. It's going to cause... And we did nothing. As much as I know people want to blame Biden for this, Biden, even though I believe he embezzled trillions of dollars, using it for purposes that he was not authorized to, he only did that because Congress keeps giving him money. We did it again. We just passed another one of these, omnibus bills. $1.2 trillion, all to avert the, oh my God, partial shutdown. Oh my God, Washington, D.C.'s going to have to live within a budget? And how many of you voted for those people that passed this, that looked at this problem and said, well, we've got to pass it because we can't actually shut down the government? They weren't even talking about shutting down the government. They called it a partial shutdown. First of all, they never shut down the government. They never shut down the government. Sure, there are functions and features that stop running, park services and whatnot. But the government keeps running. And all the people that are furloughed, well, they get their money with back pay, but we never deal with the problem. Not the donkeys, not the elephants, nobody. And do you know why I believe they don't deal with the problem? Because they're afraid if they actually act like adults and try to get their spending under control, you'll fire them. They're not worried that you'll fire them for borrowing trillions of dollars. They're afraid they'll fire them for not borrowing trillions of dollars and then giving you your cut. So the House passes a bill, $1.2 trillion in spending we don't have money for projects that they're not legally authorized to spend. And the only person who did anything was, well, let's see, Marjorie Taylor Greene did threaten She filed a motion to vacate the chair. In other words, to kick Speaker Johnson out. She says, I'm not actually calling it to the floor. I'm just kind of giving you a warning that we could do this. And again, if what was she worried about? Was she worried about the overspending? I doubt it. She's voted for overspending in the past. I'm not quite sure what this is about. And of course, the legislation then went to the Senate. And the Senate voted for it. And who's going to get fired over that? And the bill went to the president, and the president signed it. And who's going to get fired for that? And again, remember my warning. Whenever you hear that something is bipartisan, assume they're coming for you. See, the bill passed the House 286 to 134. And the only people that I know, the difference is mostly what people call the House Freedom Caucus. Yeah, but there are plenty of Republicans and Democrats that have voted for this. In the Senate, it was 74 to 24. So it's not the political parties. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not the political parties that are behind this. Both of them. It's not the Democrats or the Republicans. It is both. Biden signed the bill. That's no surprise. He's got goodies to spend. But all these people are embezzling trillions of dollars out of our pockets, and all we can do is whine? Oh, but what are we supposed to do? We can't actually shut down the government. Why? What would you do if our masters weren't there to tell us how to live our lives? You know, they sometimes call people like us sheeple because we just follow along. And I call us subjects or slaves. Subjects are people. You don't run the government. The government runs you. You want any proof? Well, look at this. They just signed $1.2 trillion spending on stuff you didn't authorize. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of that is on stuff you did not authorize. And you can't be blamed for not knowing what's going on. This has been talked about since I was a teenager. And probably before that. So ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get government under control, if you want to get inflation under control, if you want to get interest rates under control, you start by getting your representatives in Congress, both the House and the Senate, under control. You do not hand them a blank check and then say, go ahead, do whatever you want. Sure, we'll whine and complain, but we don't listen to us when we whine and complain because we really don't mean it. Because we're not going to fire one of you for borrowing money from the future to pay our way. We are greedy people, and we are, I hate to use this word, we're lazy, we're slovenly. We just want to sit back and let the government monster just feed us whatever we want, whatever slop they want to throw at us, because we're not going to do anything to stop it. Congress is acting criminally. They are embezzling money. Why? Because they're spending money on things they are not authorized to. And we just say, keep on keeping on, keep doing it, keep sending us our 30 pieces of silver. Because you don't care about inflation. We don't really care about inflation. We don't really care about the deficit. We don't really care because we refuse to deal with the root cause of inflation, of high interest rates, and of our debt. And that is the American people accepting bribes from the federal government. Now, I have to take a break. Before I go, I have a question for you. Do you believe in the sanctity of life? Do you believe that you know, life needs to be protected regardless how old it is, from the beginning of life to its natural end? Then why are you spending your cell phone dollar with companies that are promoting abortion, euthanasia, and others? See, if you love both the mother and the child, if you believe that every life is precious, join Patriot Mobile. in championing the sanctity of life. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative wireless carrier in the country. And they don't spend money with the with these pro-abortion organizations. They spend them with pro-life organizations, with conservative organizations, with organizations that actually believe in the Constitution and the rule of law. If you go to patriotmobile.com/constitution, you can find a plan that works for you. You can learn more about the company. You can find a system, a plan that works for you. And not only do I think you'll save some money, but you'll also be supporting the organizations like the Constitution and other organizations that believe what we believe. When you check out, be sure to use the code Constitution and you'll get free activation to boot. So again, go to patriotmobile.com/constitution to find out more and be sure to use the code Constitution at checkout to get free activation. Now, while you're at it, I've been using this new product called Healer. It was new to me. I just found it. According to their website, up to 87% of Americans have some sort of metabolic dysfunction. They've got this product. It's really kind of cool. It contains over 20 essential micronutrients, proteins, antioxidants, but it's not a pill. It's not a drink. It's a treat. I use them as a snack during the day. They come in a little sleeve. You get two of these little, kind of cookie type things. They come in great flavors. They taste really good. They don't fill you up like a meal supplement, but they give you that little extra, I'm feeling a little nauseous and I don't want to ruin my supper. Go to HealRight.com and use the promo code OUTLOUD and you can get 20% off your first order. You can try a specific flavor or like I did, get a variety pack. Help your body get what it needs to remain healthy. Maybe deal with some of the metabolic dysfunction that you may have and not even realize it. Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, others. And again, please use that code OUTLOUD at checkout. It lets them know that you listen to America Out Loud. But for you, it's great because you're going to get 25% off your first purchase. And I think once you try this, you're going to like it because it's a really neat way to live our lives, get the nutrients we need without the difficulty of swallowing handfuls of pills.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with Heal Right. Heal Right is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, Heal Right is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
You've all heard Dr. McCullough and others share over and over the value of keeping your sinuses cleansed. It's a smart move all year, but even more so when we're cooped up inside. It's not really open for debate any longer. Those that live smart and live well pay attention to nasal and oral hygiene. Cofix RX has just the tools for the job with our nasal and throat cleanse. Click the Cofix RX banner on AmericaOutloud.shop to get 20% off your entire order. That's right, AmericaOutloud.shop. Use coupon code OUTLOUD. That's coupon code OUTLOUD for 20% off your entire order.
Use CofixRx because it works.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today, we're talking about D.C.'s spending problem, but it's more than that. See, it's our problem. See, D.C. spends money in large part to bribe the American people. Understand, under the Constitution, under Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, Congress can only collect taxes to do three things: pay the debts of the United States, provide for the common defense of the United States, and the general welfare of the United States. Now, people have used that general welfare as anything that makes somebody feel better, but that's not what it means. It's general welfare of the United States, capital U, capital S, a proper noun. The very same proper noun that in the 10th Amendment says, if we don't delegate a power to the United States, it doesn't belong to them. It belongs either to the states or to the people. Yet people have taken a look at this $1.2 trillion spending plan, grossmibus, and guess what they found? They found a lot of money that's being spent. In fact, I haven't added the numbers up, but I'll bet you most of the money that's being spent is not authorized by the Constitution. It's not to pay the debts. It's not for the general. It's not for the common defense or for the general welfare of the United States. It's to bribe the American people. People have found $14.5 billion in earmarks. You know what an earmark is, right? It's a project that some member of Congress uses to bribe their constituents to vote for them. Oh, sure, maybe it involves upgrading some sort of infrastructure. There's a serious problem. Other than post roads, Congress is not authorized to fund infrastructure. Let me say that again. Except for post roads, Congress is not authorized to fund infrastructure. Now, there's an argument that can be made that the interstate highway system is used as post roads because a lot of mail goes through these arteries, and okay, maybe. But that bridge in your town, that water filtration plant, that sewage treatment plant, yeah, those are not authorized by the Constitution. That means your congressperson is stealing from the American people. They are embezzling money from the American people to bribe you to vote for them. For example, Senator Van Hollen of Maryland secured $500,000 for the NAACP's headquarters in Baltimore. That's flat-out embezzlement. If the Congress actually followed the law, Mr. Van Hollen would actually be probably charged, or at least before a grand jury, on charges of embezzlement, because he's spending money he's calling for the spending money he's not authorized to spend. Now listen, if NAACP wants a new headquarters or to update a headquarters, whatever they're going to use the money, go ahead, raise your own money. Stop stealing it from the rest of the American people. The two senators from New York, Schumer and Gillibrand, they each got $1 million earmark for, We Act for Environmental Justice in New York City. Now, it's bad enough that, guess what? It is not Congress's responsibility to fund environmental justice anywhere, much less in a city. But this We Act group, apparently, they're not focused on, you know, public service or cleaning up parks or neighborhoods. No, they lobby for policy agendas to steal more of your money to help put in place regulations that destroy jobs, destroy economies, all without any actually scientific purpose. So this $1 million that these two senators got was actually take that money to get more money to destroy the economy in New York City. Let's see, Senators Casey and Fetterman from Pennsylvania, they received initial approval for a $1 million earmark to the William Way LGBT Community Center. That, again, a flat-out bribe. Here, Casey, Fetterman, here, we'll give money to community centers so that the queers and perverts will vote for us. Yeah, I said it. The only reason they're doing this is so that the quote-unquote LGBT community, the queers and the perverts, would vote for them. They want their vote. Now, here's the other interesting part. See, it's not like this LGBT community center wasn't already possessing financial backing. Merck, NovaCare, Urban Outfitters, and Macy's all have already donated money to this community center. So all this was is Casey and Fetterman buying votes with your money. And what's that money going to be used for? Well, Mr. Shelton posted on X saying that this group hosts monthly fetish parties and had drag shows with performers as young as 11. Perverts, child pornographers. That's what Mr. Fetterman and Mr. Casey are spending your money on so that they can get votes. Now, let me ask you, how many citizens of Pennsylvania have said, Mr. Casey, Mr. Fetterman, you've committed embezzlement and fraud. You are funding child pornography. We don't want you to represent this state anymore. How many? Or how many have looked at it and said, well, you know, we did get some good earmarks from them. So maybe you are guilty of accepting bribery. I know we don't want to hear that, but unless we face the truth square in the eye, we will never deal with this problem. I've been considering an intern. A college student approached me, asked to volunteer as an intern, and we're in that preliminary, I guess you call it the probationary stage, right? We're trying things out. And the interesting, when I asked her, what her skills were, she says, she's great at grant writing. I said, I don't care. I'm not taking any grants. I will not accept bribery from any government. We don't do that here. Now, I think she was a little bit shocked and surprised at that, but it's a line in the sand that I've drawn. No, I am not accepting bribes to keep the Constitution study going. I will not have my judgment influenced by money stolen from the American people. I will not have my decisions perverted by this greedy desire for other people's money. And again, until the American people realize that they're being robbed blind by their own greed, this is not going to change. Stop talking about getting spending under control. You will never get spending under control until the American people decide for themselves that they will stop funding their own corruption, their own bribery, their own destruction. Here's another example. So in Biden's budget, he sent his budget over, his polluted, despotic budget. And it's interesting because he's seeking more funding to increase the budget for WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children's Program. It falls under the Department of Agriculture. But understand, women, infants, and children, funding them, providing them food, while a good thing, is not a power delegated to the United States. So all this money for WIC is embezzlement. In fact, I'd go as far to say as the $25 billion for the U.S. Department of Agriculture is embezzlement, because guess what? The Constitution doesn't authorize the United States to regulate agriculture. It does not. But it's interesting that the USDA is requesting a $1.7 billion increase in WIC's budget, even though its data shows that participation in the program has been declining for 2 years. So how does Agricultural Secretary Vilsack justify such a request? Well, he said the budget anticipates a 1% increase in WIC enrollment, probably because, well, Congress can't seem to pass a budget, and they figured that will somehow drive people to WIC. He said, but the rest is a contingency fund to ensure sustained funding through budget impasses, continuing resolutions, and the expensive consequences they engender. Oh, you just want some money laying around so that you can spend it on what you want to spend it on. You say it's to insure against future budget impasses. Could it be that maybe you just can't justify WIC? It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's embezzlement. It's fraud. It truly,
if we lived in a country of laws, Secretary Vilsack would be at least before a grand jury on embezzlement, along with President Biden and a lot of the other cabinet members, because you're not authorized to spend money on this. As he said, it's to get it back in fiscal order, number one. Number two, we have two different contingency funds in the budget. There's a smaller contingency fund to address specific state issues. From time to time, states have an issue relative to their ability within WIC to provide services. Oh, so what you're talking about is, again, money to bribe the states to do what the federal government wants. And we keep hiring these people. And I'm going to hammer this as long as I can, ladies and gentlemen. If this makes you feel bad, good. I believe it was Benjamin Franklin that said, the best way to deal with poverty is to make people uncomfortable in it. Well, this is a moral poverty, a poverty of character, a poverty of justice that the American people are not only condoning, they're not only allowed to happen, they are promoting it. And that really is to the shame of the American people. Furthermore, this money is being used to actually directly destroy the Republic. In this spending bill, over $1 billion has been set aside to assist mass migration. No. I don't mean to deal with the problem at the border, to make it worse, to give grants to NGOs and others to help provide services for people who enter the country illegally. In other words, to give more incentive for people to come into this country illegally and live off the taxpayer dime. So that's right. This spending bill wants to take money out of your pocket to help encourage people who broke the law to get in here by simply giving it to NGOs and let them do the work for them. And again, this is a bipartisan issue. Sure, the border crisis is being driven in large part by members of the Democratic Party, but Speaker Johnson, who's a Republican, and by the way, generally an immigration hawk, he's got another problem. So he's got a discharge position from two Republicans that are working with the Democrats in order to push this legislation through. See what I mean about bipartisan, meaning they're coming for your wallet? So let me ask you, those two Republicans, I don't know who they are, by the way. Is anybody who voted for them saying, what the heck are you doing? Why are you pushing this idea of making, we have an immigration crisis today. We have an illegal alien crisis today. It is getting worse and worse today. Why are you pushing to fund it to make it worse? I doubt their constituents even know what they're doing, which says an awful lot about the people who hired these representatives to exercise their sovereign power in their name. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know where the root cause is of this problem, the root of the issues we're dealing with financially and at the border, by the way, you need to look no further than your own mirror. You may not be actively fighting for it, but your actions are causing it. You hire people that are embezzling the American people blind. And the ones that do it the best are the ones we keep around the longest. Look in the mirror. You are hiring people that are willing to steal your money to promote the organizations that are making the border crisis worse, all to avoid this fearful, oh my God, the federal government's going to shut down. Well, if you're living your life so that you are dependent on the federal government operating at full throat in order to survive, then ladies and gentlemen, you are not free. You are enslaved. You are enslaved. You are bought and paid for by yourself. You've given the federal government authority over your life. If all they have to do is threaten to cut programs, threaten to shut things down, and you will fold like a cheap suit, then you're not free. And the United States is no longer the land of the free, because there are not enough people brave enough to stand up and live free. They want to be subjects. They want to be serfs of the federal government. Interesting, I met a man the other day. He says he doesn't want to be a serf. He doesn't want to be a subject to a federal government. And he's paid a pretty hefty price for it. I don't know about you, but I'd like to hear his side of the story, which is why I'm checking out the General Flynn's new movie, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Again, it's his side of the story, and I'm glad that he's going to say it. But if you want to know more, please go to constitutionstudy.com/Flynn movie, FLYNNMOVIE, constitutionstudy.com/Flynn movie. It'll take you to the page. You can find if he's coming near you. They're doing a bunch of live events. You can pre-order the DVD. You can buy your tickets through there. Find out more. Again, that's constitutionstudy.com/Flynn movie. And at least give the give him a chance to tell his side of the story, and then you can decide for yourself what you think actually happened. While you're at it, if you're looking for another good place to get news and information from multiple sources on multiple sides, well, head to AmericaOutloud.news. It's a great place to go every day for news and information. In fact, I do. But we need to do more. Simply knowing what's going on is not enough anymore. We are losing this country because not enough people know. So we have to do something with this knowledge. So take the articles, the podcasts, the videos, the stories, whatever you find there that really touches you, and share it. It is the act of sharing that secures the blessings of liberty.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company launched the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. The Wellness Company's chief medical board designed every supplement and medical protocol with your health in mind. From groundbreaking supplements like the Spike Support Formula to unique care like Freedom from Big Pharma. Join a healthcare system that puts your health and well-being above the interest of Big Pharma's bottom line. It's the way healthcare should be, with a company that shares your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
ASEA believes that inside each of us is the potential to feel and be our very best. Our customers will tell you how our products have made a difference for them, from improving immune health, regulating hormone balance, supporting gut health, to soothing the skin, even reducing the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, and cellulite, and providing targeted support for mind, mood, energy, and even our body's own production of collagen. Make our breakthrough products an essential step in becoming your best self and fulfilling your greatest potential. ASEA, we power potential. For exclusive savings, use code OUTLOUD to save 15% off your first order today.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. Today, we're talking about D.C. spending problems. Well, actually, what I want to talk about at the moment is UNRWA. Stick with me. It makes sense. You remember UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency? You know, the one that's the agency that's sole purpose is to help Palestinian refugees. Now, what's interesting is this one of the major supporters of UNRWA is UNRWA USA. Now, why is this important? Well, So UNRWA, well, let's see, they claim they were able to provide $3.8 million to UNRWA USA, gave $3.8 million to UNRWA in 2022 that was supposed to be used to help the Palestinian people. You remember UNRWA, they were also the ones that were, I guess, they had several of them that are alleged to have supported the October 7th attack on Israel. You know, the one with Hamas data and command center headquarters are buried under their headquarters. Yeah. The ones with where you actually had members claiming that they had infiltrated on October 7th, that they were inside with the Jews, that they had female hostages. Yeah, that UNRWA. Well, you're asking, Paul, what does this have to do with DC's spending problems? Well, there's apparent evidence of, we have evidence of ties between Hamas and UNRWA USA. Hamas is a sanctioned terrorist group. It is on the State Department's foreign terrorist organization list. It is illegal to fund them, and it's illegal to, or I should say, it's a violation of the tax code, right? They should no longer be nonprofit status. But apparently the IRS simply refuses to drop their nonprofit status. Now, what's interesting is there's a lawsuit, an American citizen who was in Israel on October 7th for a wedding, she's sued UNRWA USA. The suit claims that the UNRWA USA collects donations in the United States, transfers nearly all the funds to UNRWA, which redistributes those funds to Hamas members on their payroll, some of whom are directly engaged in the terrorism attacks, including but not limited to what happened on October 7th. And they're doing so without paying any taxes on those donations because, well, the IRS continues to treat them as a tax-exempt entity. But there's more. You see, the United States is apparently the largest single financial supporter of UNRWA USA. That's provided $370 million in 2023 alone to the supporter of a terrorist organization. Now, Congress apparently put some language in this unholy bill to ban funding of this agency, at least temporarily. That's interesting because a lot of it, you know, a lot of this is about looks and appearances, right? So Senator Chris Van Hollen condemned the funding ban, saying that it would be misguided and unconscionable for the United States to punish over 2 million innocent people in Gaza for UNRWA and UNRWA beneficiaries throughout the region because some of the agency's employees participated in the October 7th attack. Have you looked at the whole thing, Senator Van Hollen? I agree that it's wrong for 2 million innocent people to suffer, but they're not suffering because of our not funding UNRWA. It's because we fund UNRWA. They suffer because rather than getting the money to, rather than actually supporting the Gazan people, we funnel money through Hamas, which siphons them off for weapons and whatnot, and then gives money to people. So not only are we funding Hamas, but we're giving them the tools to make the Gazan people love them. Right, to bribe the Gazan people into supporting Hamas, even though it's a terrorist organization. That's being done with U.S. dollars. That's where your money's being spent. It's not simply being spent to bribe the American people. It's being used to bribe the Gazan people to support a terrorist organization while it also supports the terrorist organization. Now, this pause is temporary. I think it's effective through March of 25. It's a temporary pause, but really, why are we funding a terrorist organization? If the American people wish to help the Gazan people, by all means, stroke a check. You can send it to the Red Crescent. You could send it to any one of a number of NGOs that are trying to help the Gazan people to bring in food, to bring in medical care, by all means. But to steal our taxpayer money to support the organizations that are attacking innocent people, whose purpose is genocide. That's right. Hamas's stated purpose is the destruction of the Jews, the Israeli people. Genocide. And that's what that's what your dollars have been spent on. Of course, there's a lot of destruction that your money is being spent on. See, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders are at it again. They want to try and bring back the Green New Deal for Public Housing Act. They want to take $234 billion of your money to, weatherize, electrify, and modernize our public housing so that it may serve as a model of efficiency, sustainability, and resiliency for the rest of the nation. The United States has no authority to deal with housing. Right? So the very idea of this is unconstitutional, and it's criminal. It's embezzlement. Now listen, is weatherizing, electrifying, that depends on the public housing. But if it's public housing, who's funding it? If it's the federal government, then that's a criminal act. If the state and cities are doing it, fine, then let them fund it. But what you're seeing is not only these two leading Democrats, but 55 other members of the House and Senate that are all for stealing your money to bribe the people in public housing to vote for them. That's all this is. That, it's all, they can say it's part of the Green New Deal. They can say it's just being nice to people in public housing. It is a bribe for the federal government to fund this. And again, if you think it's a good idea, then you stroke the check. You give money to public housing to help them do these. You volunteer. Maybe you get a bunch of people together and say, hey, we know how to do some of these things. How about we volunteer to come in and put in some weather stripping? Maybe you got people, you're in an electrician's union. Hey, we'll go down and if you supply the material, we'll install the new electrical systems for free as a donation. We'll do that. No. You see, you want the goodies, you want someone else to pay for it, which is greedy. It is simple, flat-out greed. The politicians want it to get the votes. The American people want it, in many cases, either because they're going to get the benefit of it or because it makes them feel good that, they might as well be playing Scrooge. What's the line from A Christmas Carol?
My taxes help to support the public institutions, which I have mentioned, and they cost enough. Those who are badly off must go there.
Ah, see, I don't want to actually pay to fix these up. I don't want to work to fix these up. No, I pay taxes. Let that be enough. I don't want to be involved. And that's what this is. These greedy politicians are doing it for votes. But the greedy American citizen does it because they want to feel good about helping their neighbor without actually doing good to help their neighbor. Now, the really sad part is, so you have Congress spending all this money, allegedly to help the poor, the homeless, the indigent, whatever. But people forget, it's not the money that fixes things. Money can enable you to do things, but it's not the money that fixes the problem, often because it's misspent. For example, we talk about UNRWA. Just imagine if that $300+ million that UNRWA USA gave to UNRWA was actually given to organizations that are bringing food and clothing and medical care to the Gazan people. Not simply that are claiming to do so, but they're actually doing so. Well, here's another example. Federal agencies have spent $200 million trying to relieve homelessness in Washington state over the past 17 years, according to reports. Housing and Urban Development, Veterans Affairs, Health and Human Services, among others, have spent these hundreds of millions of dollars in an attempt to and grants to organizations in an attempt to deal with the homeless population. However, in that same time period from 2007 to 2023, Washington has had the third highest raw increase in homeless population, right behind California and New York. Now, why is this? I have a lot of theories on this. And the problem is, see, all Washington can do is throw money at a problem. But if money isn't the problem, or I should say, money isn't the root cause of the problem. See, the question is, does Washington State have an increase in homelessness because there's insufficient housing? Apparently not. However, there are people who are homeless for a variety of different reasons, and that's the biggest problem. You see, government uses a one-size-fits-all. Some people lost their homes because they lost their job and they couldn't afford their home. Some of them have drug and alcohol problems. Some of them just prefer living on the street. But if all you're going to do is, again, a homelessness problem in the state of Washington is not the United States problem. It's a Washington problem. But rather than making things better by simply throwing money at the problem, by saying, don't worry about it, Washington, we'll take care of it, we'll just throw money at it, and you don't have to worry about anything, they don't make things better. They actually make things worse. Because the infrastructure, the institutions that would normally have dealt with much of this homeless problem have effectively been squeezed out by federal money. The churches, the civic groups that would normally come in and say, we'll do something, they got the Scrooge. Well, taxpayers pay taxes. They do that. Why should I have to do something else? I've seen it myself. One of the churches we attended for many years, they kept trying to figure out how to help people who were in need in our community. And the funny part was, every time the government came with a new program, we actually found people were worse off. And what's interesting is our programs. We had a thrift shop. We had a free meal night. They weren't being used as so much by the people who we targeted. The thrift shop turned into a dumping ground. All the tourists, all the people who came through, would dump their junk at the thrift shop. And by junk, I just don't mean unwanted stuff. I mean broken, dirty, filthy stuff, and expect us to deal with it. The free meal night turned into an opportunity for, okay, not rich people, but certainly not poor people, not homeless people, simply to have a meal with others. Trying to throw money at a problem rarely fixes the problem. And I think that's actually the root of the problem, not just the homelessness problem in Washington and other states, but in our overspending problem. Jesus said, told us to take care of the poor. But he didn't tell government to take care of the poor. He told people to take care of the poor. But we didn't want the responsibility. We didn't want to do the work. We figured we paid our taxes, let the government deal with them. The government proves to be an abject failure at it. Well, we'll just throw more money on it, because the last thing I want to do is actually get involved with a homeless person or someone who's on drugs or mentally disturbed. I don't want to have to deal with them. I pay taxes, let other people deal with them. That's our problem. Because we keep asking government to do what government is fundamentally ill-prepared, unable to deal with, matters of the human heart, we throw good money after bad money to fix a problem, to get government to fix a problem that it cannot fix. And in doing so, we make things worse. Whether it's our skyrocketing debt or our skyrocketing homelessness, drug addiction, and other problems. Now, I'm not saying government actors have no fault in this, but I don't want us to ignore the fact that we are culpable as well. Through our choices, through our inaction, or through our blatant unwillingness to deal with our fellow man and woman, with our desire to let someone else clean up our mess, to pretend it's not there, to allow others to bankrupt us so that we don't have to deal with the problem, to let government fail these people for decades to the point where we have generational dependence on government. We forget that it's not simply that we don't help them up, that we're doing everything we can to hide them so we don't have to see. I know this is not a joyful, this hopefully makes you mad, but I also hope it'll bring you back to the Constitution study heard on America Out Loud Talk Radio on the iHeartRadio Network every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also listen to the podcast on your favorite podcast app. The episodes go to podcast generally a day or two after they're on talk radio. But do me a favor, subscribe to the show. Leave us ratings and reviews on the different episodes. It helps people find the Constitution study as well. You can find all the links at the homepage at AmericaOutloud.news. But I'm going to ask you to share this information. That's important. I also hope you head over to theconstitutionstudy.com. If you're trying to figure out how to take your study to the next level, try the Constitution Study Planning Wizard. Just go to constitutionstudy.com, search for wizard, and you'll find it. Answer a few questions, and the system will start generating you emails with suggestions. But do me a favor. Don't just use these. Share these. Knowledge without action is not powerful. However, sharing this information, sharing this knowledge, is how we all